Now for our What in the World segment, here's what got my attention this week. A roll of toilet paper. Certainly not the normal subject for us here at GPS, but this is special toilet paper. Cuban toilet paper. It turns out Cuba may be running out of the stuff. The government has warned its citizens in recent days that they are facing a toilet paper shortage. And they added this paucity of paper could last until the end of the year when they expect a shipment to come in. So how did this happen? Well, the Cubans blame it on the global financial crisis and the hurricanes they were hit with last year. Now the financial crisis is hurting everyone, but I have yet to hear of shortfalls in toilet paper in other places. What I think is really at the bottom of this toilet paper crisis is Cuba's continuing commitment to its bizarro world of socialist economics. Just 2 weeks ago, Raul Castro vowed yet again to keep communism alive in Cuba, to make sure capitalism doesn't return. In a world of flux, I suppose it is comforting to know that some things stay the same. Cuba's disastrous economy would be a joke were it not for the poverty it has perpetuated among millions of Cubans. The whole country is stagnating. 50% of its arable fields are going unfarmed. First and second year college students now work 1 month out of the year in agriculture. Its insane farm policies lead to frequent shortages of fruit, vegetables, and other basic food needs, shortages even more serious than toilet paper. And all those programs they've held up for years as successes of the communist revolution, free education for all, through college, universal health care, well, Raul Castro just announced they're going to have to make cuts in all of these. Meanwhile, the average Cuban still earns the equivalent of less than $20 per month. Now, capitalism has its problems, as we have all seen, but at least we are not running out of toilet paper.